I'd like to welcome Betsy Binstock, who is both a songwriter and poet and will be one of the featured artists on February 5th here. And tonight she's going to... January 5th, excuse me. That's what I meant, not what I said. January 5th, our first open mic in January. And Betsy's going to read to us tonight. Please welcome Betsy Binstock.
My father was one of eight siblings. And a chunk of them stayed in Texas, but a crew also settled in New York City. This is about Thanksgiving time at my Aunt Mary's. She seldom had less than 20 people. And I wrote this for her 80th birthday. Thanksgiving in New York City. The elevator is elegant and small. Its operator, wearing shiny buttons on his uniform, watches as we run to ring Aunt Mary's bell. Quickly, the door swings open and Thanksgiving smells spill out. Turkey, stuffings, onions, and secret special things. Aunt Mary's apartment overflows with uncles and aunts and lots of cousins. We're all dressed up in bright new clothes, velvets, laces, stiff white shirts. The grown-ups sit around and look polite while we creep in and out the tempting dining doors, listening to our stomachs growl. At last the dinner moment comes and we sniff our hunger to the feast. All the parents clump together at a great long table spread with Aunt Mary's prettiest linen cloth. We share a smaller space, off to one side, but near the silver platters on a sideboard loaded down with autumn's russet, oranges, greens. And when we've had so much to eat that we can't ever move again, the special moment comes. Plum pudding with a crown of dancing pale blue light which hovers in the air and then evaporates. Later, when the grown-ups gather to sip their coffee in the living room, sharing the latest family talk, the young ones sneak away into a dark and secret bedroom hall with all the lights turned off to chase and shriek and tag and laugh until our sides wear out. When we get grown up, they all say that we can stay and to drink the evening eggnog from a great big crystal bowl, creamy white with nutmeg sprinkled on the top. But will that ever be such fun as chasing up and down the hall and shouting in the dark?
Thank you, Betsy. Again, she'll be featured here January 5th.